Anthony Brindisi is an assemblyman in New York State. He comes from Utica. He's running against Republican Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd Congressional District. How much of that district is in your district?
So all of my assembly district right now is within the congressional district. The congressional district is 8 counties. It spans from up in Oswego County, parts of Oswego County, and then travels south through all of Oneida County, half of Herkimer County, all of Madison County, all of Shenango County, all of Cortland County, most of Broome County, and part of Tioga County. So it's a very large congressional district that goes basically from the Canadian border down to the Pennsylvania border.
You got a good car?
I made the mistake of leasing my vehicle prior to deciding I run for Congress, so I'm going to have to do something pretty soon because my mileage is getting up there.
Yeah, I would think. Let's talk a little bit about opioids.
Yes.
It's a national terrible problem.
Yes.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, I think the first thing we should start off is by not passing health care bills that would make it easier for insurance companies to discriminate against treatment programs. That's number one. But we also have to have more emphasis on prevention and treatment throughout the state and throughout the country. In many parts of the congressional district that I hope to represent, access to treatment is a big issue. And if you're in a more rural area, your access to treatment is limited. It's limited everywhere, but it's very limited the further away you live from some of the major metropolitan areas. So we need to improve our treatment programs.
How do we do that?
It's gonna take some funding. It's gonna take money. There is a way to get people the help they need, but it's gonna take some long-term aggressive treatment. It's not gonna be solved within 30 days. And we're not going to arrest our way out of this problem either. So one of the problems that we have, I was just talking to the sheriff in Oneida County a few weeks ago, who was telling me that out of every 10 inmates that come into the correctional facility there in Oneida County, 7 of them have admitted to abusing opioids or heroin.
Wow.
And he would like to put some kind of a treatment program into the correctional facility because he understands as this becomes more and more of a revolving door that we have to get folks treatment, not necessarily incarceration. The other issue we're seeing now is we have to take a tougher approach with some of the distributors and drug companies, in my opinion, that I think turned a blind eye to this crisis. I was watching the 60 Minutes program a few months back that talked about this small town in West Virginia, about 500 people, and the distributors were sending millions and millions of pills into this town. Obviously, they turned a blind eye. They knew something was happening once these pills get into the town. Why they would need millions of pills in this small town at this small pharmacy makes no sense. But they made a profit, and they have to be held accountable. And we also have to look at some of the new things that are coming on the market, like fentanyl that is being used to cut heroin, which increases the likelihood of overdose. We have to be very tough on drug dealers who are cutting heroin with fentanyl to make it 10 times more powerful and more deadly.
Talk to me about climate change. You know, we're all talking about it now. WAMC has been very active in terms of bringing experts on the air. First of all, there are those people who don't believe in it. I'm assuming you do.
My wife's a biology teacher. I have to believe.
Is that right?
No, I fully believe that climate change is real, that humans are contributing to it, and the United States, as the second largest carbon emitter in the world, needs to be doing a heck of a lot more in terms of putting more emphasis on fighting climate change and investing in renewable resources. We can do that. I don't think we do that by, as Congresswoman Tenney said, by backing out of the Paris Climate Accord. She thinks the president showed leadership by doing it. That was her statement. That's not leadership. Leadership is when we actually lead on the issue of fighting back climate change. And we can bring more renewable resources online. One of the areas that we need to make more investment in, especially here in New York State, is in our infrastructure, because our power grid is very old. And because it's old, it is sometimes prohibitive to bring new forms of renewable onto the grid because we can't get it on there. So we need to make investments in updating our power grid. That will encourage more production of wind and solar and hydropower and cleaner forms of energy that will help not pollute the environment so much.
Do you find this is a message that resonates with your audiences when you speak?
I wish it would resonate a little bit more, but it does resonate in certain parts of the congressional district. We have seen throughout the southern tier and up to the Mohawk Valley devastating floods over the last 6, 7, 8 years, where we're getting these 100-year storms essentially every 4 years now. And our
seems like every year,
almost every year. I worry because as we enter the spring now and into the early summer, this is the time that this starts to happen in the area that I represent. And homeowners have been devastated by this. We know that it's being caused by disruption in the atmosphere and climate change, and we need to be doing a lot more to fight back at it. What I'm worried more than anything is that we have at the federal level an EPA administrator who doesn't believe in climate change and is doing everything in his power not only to misuse his office, but also to scale back regulations and the role of the EPA in fighting climate change.
Let's talk about term limits a little bit. Is it a good idea?
I've become more of a believer in term limits. Maybe it's because I've been a younger member of the Assembly and I want to move up and chair my own committee someday. But I would have no issue. I think when I talk to people on the street, the one thing that I hear most commonly is they can't believe that a member of the Assembly or Senate or a member of Congress runs every 2 years, which seems ludicrous because you're campaigning every other year, where they would, most people that I come across are supportive of extending that to maybe a 4-year term. And then if you want to cap it, you know, you serve for 3 terms or whatever it may be, whatever the compromise is, and then move on, go back to private life or whatever, that would be fine by me. I think it would encourage more debate. It would encourage younger members who have newer, fresher ideas to come in and be able to get their voices heard.
How about public financing of elections?
So I have supported. We've passed that consistently in the Assembly here in New York. It's something I have supported. And money in politics, to me, is the biggest problem that we have today. And no matter what your issue is, whether it's the environment, whether it's education, whether it's tax reform or health care, the amount of money that's being pumped into elections to support issues or candidates is obscene. And I would much rather be beholden to the taxpayer than a major corporation that's funding my campaign. That's why I made the pledge not to accept any corporate PAC money in this race. And despite that, we are leading the way in small dollar donations in our campaign, one of the top 20 in the entire country.
So Bernie Sanders' philosophy versus Hillary Clinton philosophy. Where are you?
I think we could adopt a little of both. And I think that the one thing that I have always been somewhat critical of the Democratic Party, and I think we saw it in the 2016 election, is we have ignored certain areas of this country that we should not be ignoring, you know, whether it's in the more rural parts of our society or in Rust Belt cities like Utica and Binghamton. We need to have a more emphasis on getting our message out to these types of areas. And if we're not competing in those areas, we're doomed to failure and we're not going to win elections statewide or nationally in the future.
Great to have our friend, Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi, a Democrat running against the Republican Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd Congressional District. He lives in Utica. Anthony, I know it's quite a schlep to get down here, but we really appreciate it.
Well, I'm here a lot. So I went to Siena and Albany Law School, so I could do this drive in the back of my with my eyes closed.
Or as I always say, the car knows the way.